We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, Jacob, I've had a lot of people, because this Aaron Rodgers story has obviously been big, really since, the week before the draft or right on draft night. And we'll have to see how this all plays out, obviously, and everyone's anxiously awaiting it. But I maintained right from the very beginning that this wasn't a money thing. This was a principle thing, or whatever it is, deeply rooted in Aaron Rodgers' experience with the Packers, that for whatever reason eroded trust with the Packers' front office. Not necessarily with the coaching staff, certainly not with his teammates, but with the front office. I maintained right from the get-go that this had the feel of something that he could very much walk away from. And Adam Schefter is tweeting out stuff this morning about a contract that supposedly was offered to him that would have made him the richest player in the NFL over multiple years, and Aaron Rodgers is not about it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Schefter's source on Aaron Rodgers news is probably good, because it might be Aaron Rodgers, right?
Right, probably Aaron Rodgers himself, I would imagine.
I'm with you. I don't know that it was. I think money probably had something to do with it, but I think it was more that they didn't take care of him earlier, and they went out and got Jordan Love and said, and they sort of signaled that they may be ready to move on. And remember, at that time they did that, Aaron Rodgers did not have an MVP season the year before they made that draft pick, and then Aaron Rodgers proved that he's nowhere close to being done, right? At least by ability on the field. And now the Packers are just like, oh, okay, what do we do? I think he's done with the Packers. I also think he'll be back playing for the Packers this year. And then I think they'll probably trade him or he'll be gone. And that's the what I've always thought. I do think he's just messing with them right now to sort of prove a point of the kind of sway he has there. The reports continue to be, he has no issues with the coaching staff. It's all with the front office. And I think he's just, you know, kind of saying, look, you guys don't get to tell me what to do. I'll do what I want. And I think ultimately it'll be to play for them. But yeah, the fact that they made the offer later, I mean, that's a great offer. But he's probably, you know, there's going to be a team that gives him a better offer for sure. And whether they make that trade, what team in the NFL wouldn't give Aaron Rodgers right now, today? What would be the contract? You'd obviously make him the highest paid. Whether he gets over Mahomes, I think, is irrelevant. He's 37. If you have a conversation with him and get some idea of how long he anticipates playing, right? Like, we don't know what that looks like. Well, let's say it's 4 more years or 3 more years. What team in the NFL that needs a quarterback wouldn't make Aaron Rodgers for 3 years the highest paid quarterback in football?
Yeah, well, unless you're just absolutely... unless you've got your quarterback of the future and present in place, yeah, you're absolutely right. There's always going to be suitors, even at 37 or 38 years of age.
Yeah, let's think. Okay, just, Denver. Yeah. Would Denver offer him that contract?
I think Denver would move heaven and earth to get him.
Do you think that... Look, just remember what the Rams gave up for Matt Stafford, by the way. Right. Do you think the Las Vegas Raiders would?
I don't know. That one's more. I don't know about the Raiders. The Raiders are odd, and they do things. I don't know. I think that there's always shock factor. That's a value for the Raiders one way or the other. Even with Mayock running that franchise, or at least as the general manager at this particular point. I don't know. I don't know about the Raiders. But I mean, Aaron Rodgers over Derek Carr? I mean, isn't that, I mean, with all due respect, isn't that kind of a no-brainer?
Aaron Rodgers is an upgrade over just about anybody. And right. In a few places he's not, teams wouldn't, they may not be able, they may not want to move away from their younger guy, but let Denver with Peyton Manning be the shining example. I mean, that's what LA's hoping for with Stafford. Would the San Francisco 49ers trade Trey Lance and whatever else it took and give him that kind of a deal with considering the roster that they have right now? I think they probably would.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think there's any team in football that doesn't have a clear, like, okay, this is our quarterback. Like, it's very obvious right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's close. That's contending. You know, I don't know that the Jets aren't going to do that necessarily,
no.
But if you're a contending team, if you feel like the rest of your roster is good enough, but you're a quarterback away, the Minnesota Vikings, right down the street, you don't think they'd take that shot? I think they would.
Sure.
I think that even as consistent and steady as Kirk Cousins has been, Aaron Rodgers will elevate any roster that's good to a Super Bowl contender, including his own right now in Green Bay. That's just the way it is. And so he has that kind of power. He doesn't have to just take whatever Green Bay wants to do after he feels slighted that they were ready, it appeared, to move on from him. Right? You trade into the first round and take a quarterback when Aaron Rodgers is only, at the time, what was he, 36, 35? I mean, it's one of the most curious moves of all time. When they were they were a Super Bowl contender. Not only do you take the quarterback when you have Aaron Rodgers, you don't take somebody else to help Aaron Rodgers win a Super Bowl. I mean, it was a stupid decision. I don't care what Jordan Love ends up being. I really don't. It wasn't the right decision. And now you have this situation because of it, and you have a guy that was like, okay, watch this. MVP, great. I mean, it's crazy. What's not crazy is the fact that he turned down their money because I think he's done with them. I think he'll play for them next year. I think this will be the last year we see Aaron Rodgers as a Green Bay Packer, but I do think he'll play for them. And I think he just all season long is going to throw them the middle finger. He'll have the back of the guys in his locker room, I assume. And I think he won't have any issues with the coaching staff. I mean, he might challenge decisions that the coaching staff makes, but that's par the course, I think, a little bit for Aaron Rodgers.
I think that that's probably the most logical path that this takes, because you've got to have the Packers themselves, who have obviously been at odds with Rodgers from the get-go on this, and really, Jacob, for how long? I mean, has this been, I mean, it's come to the fore in such an overt and obvious fashion this summer, but how long has this relationship been simmering underneath the surface? A couple of years now, maybe, ever since they drafted Jordan Love. Was that really the first thing? Was that really the first domino that fell? Were there messages?
The Mike McCarthy ending was messy and weird and like all these.
Well, and then he started taking some, and then letting go of Jordy Nelson was an issue. Letting go of an offensive coordinator that he had, or a quarterback coach, I think it was. It was one of the two, and I don't have that information right in front of me. I apologize. But all of a sudden, decisions were being made without his input. Players were being released. Coaches were being shipped out. Guys that he had a great deal of trust in and that he had worked, you know, obviously very hard with to create relationships with, all of a sudden weren't there. No input as to, based on what he has said after the draft, the Jordan Love thing was a total blindside. Never had, and it's not like I don't think that he's, I'm not saying that he's got to have say in what the team does. But don't you give him a call and say, hey, here's what we're thinking?
I mean, Do you have any thoughts?
I would.
I think of any walk of life, any job, if you have worked your way up into a certain position and you don't get any input or warning or anything of major things that will affect your ability to work, I think you'd be upset by that. And anybody, you got to just put yourself, sometimes you, when we talk about football as a business, think about it in your own business. You just have to think of it that way. And I think that when you think of it that way, you say, yeah, I think he has a case there. Also, and can coexist in the same world, Aaron Rodgers could be a pain in the butt as an employee.
Sure.
But guess what?
Yes.
He's supremely talented. And sometimes you got to deal with that if you want to be the most successful that you can be. Being a great manager is managing Aaron Rodgers. And if you know Aaron Rodgers wants to be a part of the conversation, a great manager isn't going to let Aaron Rodgers make the decision, but would certainly let him be a part of the conversation before you ever even consider taking a guy like Jordan Love. Conversation with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron, can we get in your brain a little bit? Like, what are you thinking about in your future here? How long do you want to play? We think this guy's got a chance to be pretty good. If you only think you want to play for 2 or 3 more years, we may take a shot on him. If you think, if you're telling us right now you're going to be a Packer for the next 5, we don't need that. Like, we'll move on. Because I don't think Jordan Love's the kind of player that forces your hand. He's not Philip Rivers when the Chargers had Drew Brees. You know what I mean? Like, that was a little coming. Aaron Rodgers isn't coming off of some injury. And, like, if Aaron Rodgers tells you, hey, yeah, no, I think I'm good. I want to be here for a long time. Then, okay, that's all I need to know. That's all I need to know. I just think it's been mishandled so much by the Packers and not paying attention to the kind of personality Aaron Rodgers is. Aaron Rodgers is not a Patrick Mahomes, best for the team, whatever we got to do. Those don't coexist. He's not Tom Brady, who's Tom Brady's historically. Tony Romo, those kind of guys who are like, what do we need to do to win? I'll do anything. Like, I'll give you some of the money back. Let's move it around. Let's get this roster in here. Aaron Rodgers has shown he's not that kind of personality. And that's it is what it is. It's never changed.
No, it hasn't. And part of one of the most difficult things to do in all of sports is to manage your stars. Because stars, they see themselves differently. They have different kind of leverage. They wield different kind of power. That is generally pandered to pretty regularly. And so they develop a different mindset over the course of time than the rank and file guys in the locker room. So you do have to, and I don't care what sport it is, there's a challenge in dealing with your star power, your marquee power, the guys that make a difference, and guys that can ultimately quarterback on a football team. We can make the argument that it's the most important position in all of professional sports. You better make sure that the guy's happy. You better make sure that the guy is being talk to and is feeling respected. And that can be a challenge. Some guys were maybe more difficult in that regard than others. Maybe Aaron Rodgers is more difficult in that regard. I mean, I think that we can agree that there's some diva qualities with Aaron Rodgers, right?
Sure.
No problem. No question about it.
A different way.
Right.
He always has been. It works for him on the field very well. And if you're in the business of winning Super Bowls and you're as close as the Packers are, you just go all in with the guy. And now they're too late. They're too late on it. And you know what? Ride it out this year. Suck it up. And you better hope Jordan Love's really good. That's awesome.
Yeah,
really
good. That's exactly right. No question about it. Shockers are making commercials. That's kind of interesting. And, of course, the quickly evolving situation in Tokyo with the Olympics, a part of what is on tap, courtesy of our friends from Side Pockets, the home of the Daily Lunch Special. Make it Side Pockets today at Kellogg and Tyler and Tyler Landing. The best from pool, bar food, you name it, it's there for you at Side Pockets. We'll continue here in just a moment. Albrock and Hurdle with you. Jad Chambers producing. This is Sports Daily on your sports station, KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.